All right, Hard Dog. Listen, it's in the group text that you probably haven't seen yet. You need to just go to GPs. You just need to go to MXGP. Motocross is where it's at. Give up on the indoor shit. It's much better.
I mean, if there's a paying ride over there, yeah. I'll do it.
Lewis can get it for you.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's got to be worth it, right?
Actually, maybe there isn't because Guillaud and Pacharel are here.
Yeah, maybe there's not. So maybe I just need to do good enough that somebody will give me a pain right here.
Yeah, there you go. Good job, though. Second moto was really good. First moto, your typical Hard Dog style, work slowly up, and then second moto was great.
Yeah, I mean, both of them started around 30th.
Yeah.
So to work that far forward in the deepest field ever, I mean, I'll take it. I know a couple guys went out and whatever, but
yeah.
Got to be in it to get the results.
Big battles today. Drake was on you for a little bit. You were catching Guillaud, your teammate. There was another guy that you were around both motos. I meant to ask you about
the off-road guy, Simmons.
Yeah, was it the Aussie guy or something?
Yeah.
I don't know if he's Aussie.
He's Aussie.
Is he? I don't know. But
anyways, it seemed like both motos you were kind of around the same guys and like leading the pack, but they were on you.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. Like both motos, I knew there was guys on me the whole time.
Yeah.
I didn't know who.
Okay.
I wasn't looking.
Yeah.
I was trying to get the next guy in front of me and. Hey.
Did RJ crash?
I have no idea. I know Mookie crashed.
Yeah, first moto.
No, second moto.
Oh.
But like right before that uphill, that right-hander, like he was just laying in the berm. And then the next stop I came around, it looked like a Husky guy got up and like fell back over. And I wasn't sure if he had tried to get up.
No, that was RJ, I think.
Was that RJ?
Yeah, and then you got by him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like I said, I have no idea what's going on behind me. I just know, like, usually when I pass guys, they try harder.
Right.
So I was like, I'd pass a guy, and then I hear a motorcycle right behind me, and I'm like, I gotta fucking go.
Yeah.
So
that's
where I was at.
Fitness and bike and everything good? Like, what do you want to work on? Because there's nothing like the first national.
I mean, honestly, I was very nervous, as you know, after practice, and I was like, wow, this is not good.
Yeah.
Bike didn't honestly feel that great. I didn't feel good.
Yeah.
Really biggest thing for me to work on is, like, the first two laps.
Yeah.
Like, get a better start. And go.
So you need to get better starts. Grant Harlan needs to get better starts outdoors. Oh, I've never heard that before.
I wasn't running a paddle.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of guys had a paddle.
Yeah.
Long, deep start.
I just went through this with Savachi.
Yeah.
He did not want to run a paddle. He doesn't like a paddle here, and it hurt him. But what are you going to do? Because 90% of the track, you don't need it.
Yeah. Like I was telling Lewis, because I actually got an interview with Lewis.
Oh, wow.
He's a cool guy in me trying to find Guillaud.
Yeah.
And I called him out for it. So I got an interview and potentially more. So... anyway, I didn't go paddle because I knew the track gets hard edges and hard bumps and hard ruts. And I'm like, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I don't want to do it. So I didn't do it, which I think it hurt me a little bit on the starts, but ended up working out because I don't know if I can go 14-11 on a scoop.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
even if I get a better start.
Yeah.
Right. So
and let's face it. You know what to do with a bad start. You know how to, your endurance is good. Like you've gone this playbook before of a bad start and work, a so-so start and work your way up.
Yeah, yeah. If you need line choices for tomorrow.
For regional, yeah.
For regional next week, is next weekend?
Yeah.
Just let me know.
Okay.
I got you.
Yeah. It did seem like it was, when I raced it yesterday, it was far inside or far outside, and that was it. The middle was garbage.
Yeah, honestly, like, go inside where the insides are good, and then otherwise outside.
Yeah.
Just carry the speed.
All right. I'll have to do that. Well, hey, good start to the Nationals for you. 14-11, you're super cross, you know, we're going to wipe that off, but we need to go to MXGP ASAP.
I mean, why don't I just get better at Supercross and then be good at both?
I think that ship has sailed.
Has it?
Yeah, it's done, yeah.
Honestly, Steve, if I could set my bike up better in Supercross and not be so soft, I think I could be okay.
Okay.
But my problem is like, I go so soft because stiff scares me that I find a speed and I can't go any faster than that.
Next year, let's remember this conversation.
Well, I mean, I try to.
Okay.
And then I always end up in a softer setting. So, right. I mean, if I can figure something out, you know?
Well, hey, great start. Good job. And good luck next week.
Yeah, thank you.
Cool.